Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we dive into the numbers that matter. I'm Alex, and joining me, as always, is Jordan. Today, we're unpacking Lind's first quarter 2026 results, the industrial gas giant that just delivered another solid quarter despite some serious global headwinds. Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And wow, what a quarter to analyze. Linde really showed why they're considered the gold standard in industrial gases. EPS of $4.33 was up 10% year over year, with operating margins hitting that impressive 30% mark. When you've got geopolitical chaos, supply chain disruptions, and economic uncertainty swirling around, delivering those kinds of numbers is no small feat.
Absolutely. And let's talk about that revenue picture. $8.8 billion in sales, up 8% year over year. But here's what I found interesting.
When you strip out the 5% currency tailwind and 1% from acquisitions, underlying sales growth was a more modest 3%. That tells us the real story is about pricing discipline rather than volume explosions. Exactly right, Alex. CEO Matthew White was pretty clear about this during the call. They're seeing 2% higher pricing and just 1% volume growth. And when you dig into the geographic breakdown, it's really a tale of three regions. The Americas are firing on all cylinders with base volume growth. APAC is holding steady thanks to project startups. But EMEA? That's where the weakness is concentrated.
The EMEA situation is fascinating from a macro perspective. White mentioned they're seeing production shifting away from continental Europe to more feedstock-advantaged assets in the Americas. He basically said, if your feedstock comes on a ship, you're in trouble right now, but if it's pipeline or rail-based, you're in a better position.
And that brings us to one of the most interesting parts of this call, helium. I mean, who would have thought helium would be such a hot topic on an earnings call? But with the Middle East conflict disrupting supply chains, Lind is sitting pretty with their diversified sourcing. They're about 85 to 90% contracted on helium, and White said they're already securing new long-term agreements rather than chasing spot market gains.
Smart strategy there. But let's talk about the real growth engine everyone's buzzing about, commercial space. This is where it gets exciting, Jordan. Linde mentioned they're investing over $1 billion in ultra-high purity plants for advanced semiconductor fabs, and the space business is growing so fast, they might break it out as a separate segment when it hits 5% of sales.
The math on that is pretty striking, Alex. 5% of sales would be about $1.7 billion annually. White mentioned they previously thought space might hit $1 billion by decade's end. But now they're talking about potentially reaching $1.7 billion. That's not just growth. That's explosive growth in a completely new market.
And the drivers make sense. It's all about launch frequency, rocket size, and propellant type. Lind supplies oxygen for oxidizer and nitrogen for densification, plus hydrogen for hydrogen-fueled rockets. With companies racing to build satellite constellations and the entire commercial space economy taking off, Lind is positioned right in the sweet spot.
Now let's address the elephant in the room. Guidance. For second quarter, they're guiding $4.40 to $4.50 EPS, which is 8 to 10% growth. Full year guidance is $17.60 to $17.90, representing 7 to 9% growth. Here's what I find notable. They raised the bottom of the range by 20 cents due to increased confidence, but kept the top flat because, as White put it, it's still early to signal increased optimism.
That conservative approach really speaks to the uncertainty they're navigating. White repeatedly emphasized their guidance assumes no economic improvement at the midpoint. They're essentially saying, we'll deliver solid growth even if the world stays messy.
And their capital allocation story remains compelling. They raised the dividend 7%. That's 33 consecutive years of dividend growth with a 13% average growth rate. They bought back $800 million in stock while reinvesting almost $1.5 billion into the business. Their return on capital of nearly 24% gives them plenty of flexibility.
One thing that stood out in the Q&A was the discussion about project delays. The massive Woodside project in the U.S. Gulf Coast is seeing some slippage. Nitrogen comes online mid-year as planned, but the hydrogen and carbon sequestration components slip into first quarter 2027. White blamed challenging construction and subcontractor environments, which honestly feels very realistic given what we're seeing across industrial projects.
But here's what I love about Lind's positioning. They're not dependent on any single end market or geography. Healthcare is steady. Food and beverage is growing mid-single digits. Electronics is booming with AI chip demand. And even traditional industrial markets are showing green shoots in the Americas.
The geographic diversification is particularly valuable right now. While Europe struggles with energy costs and supply chain issues, the Americas are benefiting from advantaged feedstock positions and reshoring trends. Their U.S. Gulf Coast refining customers are thriving thanks to high Nelson complexity and crude slate flexibility.
Looking forward, I think the key metrics to watch are margin expansion. They're confident about hitting the upper end or above their traditional 40 to 60 basis point annual improvement, and backlog growth. They're sitting at $7.1 billion in project backlog and expect that could have an 8 handle by year end.
That backlog growth would be massive, going from $7.1 billion to over $8 billion represents substantial future contracted revenue. And with their disciplined capital allocation model, they're not chasing marginal projects. They're picking the best opportunities in the highest growth sectors.
Before we wrap up, let me hit the required disclaimer. Everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Bottom line, Lind delivered exactly what you'd expect from a high-quality industrial company navigating uncertain times. Steady margins, disciplined pricing, smart capital allocation, and positioning for the future in exciting growth markets like semiconductors and commercial space. They're not swinging for the fences. They're just consistently executing their playbook.
And sometimes in volatile markets, that steady execution is exactly what investors need. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with more AI-powered earnings insights.
Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those research notes handy. This is Beta Finch, signing off. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.